So to Perk Aleph, Mishnah Ches 1:8, the Mishnah turns to other scenarios that we see in the Tanakh, where a person did a sin and therefore they were punished in a mida keneged mida, in a reciprocal way. The first is the case of Shimshon. So Shimshon, Samson, famously married the Philistine woman Delilah, and what happened was he saw her and took a liking to her because he thought she was attractive, and that falling after his eyes led to the sin of him marrying this Plishti Philistine girl and his downfall. And therefore, here the Mishnah says, Shimshon halach achar einav. Shimshon, Samson, he went after his eyes. In fact, it's not just that he saw her and liked her, but actually the Pasuk says, Osa kachli ki hi yashara be'enai. He said to his parents, take her for me, Delilah, because she is fitting in my eyes. So you see, the eyes are essential there. And lefichach, and therefore, how did Shimshon meet his demise at the end? Well, nikro plishtim es einav. The Philistines gouged out his eyes. That's a miga kened miga, as the pasuk says, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yochazu plishtim, the Philistines grabbed a hold of him, v'yenakru es einav, and they gouged out his eyes. Okay, so that was that miga kened miga. Similarly, Avshalom. Avshalom is the son of David HaMelech, who's a pretty nasty guy. And I'm going to tell you now just part of the story, the salient part of the story, so you hear the story so you understand where the mission is coming from. Avshalom decided he was going to take over the throne from his father and let the kingdom pass on from David HaMelech to who he chose, Shlomo. And what did Avshalom do? He tricked his father. He said, give me a writ, like a decree from the king that I can get two men into my service, and he got that degree from David, and then he went around to get two people, and then he got two more, and two more, and two more, gathering sort of like the best and the brightest, the heads of all the courts, the Sanhedrin, the Bat Din, around Israel, and that way he gathered for himself like 200 men by just getting two at a time, tricking them all, and then once he had that 200 men in his support, he parlayed that into like the whole Jewish people thinking like, oh, like this is really the masses, the leadership, the elites are behind Avshalom, and therefore, in that way, he was able to sort of at least attempt to seize control and take over in like a coup over from his father David HaMelech. And part of what he did on top of that was after David had to flee for his life, so Avshalom went and slept with 10 of David's pilagshim, his concubines. Again, sending the message that he's like taken over for David. David can't come back. It's all over. So that act we'll see reference in the Mishnah. What happened was that Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. Maybe you remember from Seches Nazir. That was the one before this one. In the first parak, they learned that a Nazir Olam is someone who never shaves his hair. He's a Nazir for his whole life. He can shave his hair, but only like once every 12 months at the most. So that's what happened with Avshalom. Avshalom had this like very long hair that he took great pride in. He did cut it from year to year, but the point is he had this long hair that made him very vain, arrogant. And ultimately, in the fighting, so Yoav, who was David HaMelech's general, pursued Avshalom. Avshalom, who was riding on a donkey, his hair got stuck into an elah tree, a terebinth tree, and he was suspended by his hair off the ground. The donkey left him behind, so he was like dangling and sort of trapped. Yoav caught him. Yoav thrust three spears into his heart, and then the people that were like supporting Yoav, people who were carrying his supplies and so on, like other warriors with him, those men also threw 10 lances. They stuck 10 lances into Avshalom, and that's how Avshalom died. Okay, so that's the backstory here. Now the Mishnah says inside, Avshalom nisga'a b'saro. Avshalom took pride and became arrogant because of his hair. And lefichach, therefore, nisla b'saro. Therefore, it was by his hair that he was hung from that tree. And when he was trapped and made available to get captured and killed by Yoav. Ulefisha bal eser pilag she'aviv. And since he slept with those 10 concubines of his father David, lefichach, Nitnu bo eser lonvis, lonvios. So 10 different like lances were stuck into him by those supporters with Yoav. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Vayasobu asara na'arim, no se klei Yoav." 10 of the young men who were carrying the military supplies with Yoav the general, they surrounded Avshalom. "Vayaku es Avshalom vayimitu," and they struck him with their lances and they killed him. "Ulufisha ganav shlosha levavos," and since Yoav stole the hearts, meaning he tricked three different categories of people, Lev Aviv, first its own father, his father he tricked with this request for the writ for the permission to get two people, Velev Bezdin, and he tricked like the courts, because he went to like so many courts and got like the heads of all these different batei din to support him based on that letter, Velev Yisrael, and also he parlayed that 200 into like getting the whole people to think that the arm was behind him, the elites were behind Avshalom, so he tricked Yisrael also. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Vayganev Avshalom es lev anshe Yisrael." The pasuk says that Avshalom stole the hearts of the people of Israel. Lafikach, so therefore, niskuvo shlosha shvatim. He was therefore thrust into him three spears. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Vayikach shlosha shvatim bekapo." Yoav took three spears in his hands. "Vayiskaem belev Avshalom," and he thrust them into the heart of Avshalom.